"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello!
It is.
Welcome
it
to
is.
Chaos, another day of chaos. This is wonderful.
You really are excited the last 2 days. Usually the show starts, you're like flat.
No, I'm...
What are we going to talk about? I don't know.
I'm motivated.
Well, go ahead. Show us your motivation.
No, I'm enjoying that the council members are refusing to resign.
We're supposed to be healing, and instead you are like whippity-doo happy.
I'm picking the scab. You kidding?
We're supposed to be still processing this.
I'm pulling out the stitches.
We're supposed to be in shock. We're supposed to be trying to reach out.
Do you know anybody who actually is reeling or in shock?
Reeling and roiling.
Because I see all these stupid headlines in that idiot newspaper we have. And we're all supposed to be moaning and sobbing and reeling.
Where does the city go from here? How can we get past this now?
I got
a monumental crisis.
Everybody,
these are just jerk politicians.
I know.
Saying what we probably always knew they were saying in private.
That's right. And saying what a lot of
people are so naive.
I know.
Or are they pretending? I don't know.
That's the thing. Are they pretending, or they really have invested emotionally in these bastards? That is the question of the whole century. That nobody's been able to answer. Are you serious? You actually believe in these people? Or are you just posturing because it's good for your business?
Well, as far as we know, the three of them have not resigned yet, which means the LA City Council tried again today to hold a session. And, it didn't last. We go to Blake Trolley again from KFI News for what happened today. I think less people showed up, though, didn't they, Blake, or...
Yeah, you know, there were noticeably fewer people here, but just like yesterday, this meeting was completely off to the races. People in the chambers today, they were chanting, no resignations, no meeting, just an electric crowd. Let's go to Byte One. This just gives you an idea of the energy heading into this meeting.
Resignations now. Okay. I like to know the chants.
That guy bring in his own drum. Or do they have a drum available for protesters?
I think I could be wrong, but I think he was hitting like the wood benches, right?
Oh,
it's like they do at ball games when you hit the metal benches.
Or
right.
were they banging on Bonin's head? That would make the same sound.
Well, Bonin was actually not physically present at this meeting. We'll get to that in a second. But, yeah, so council members, they try to start this meeting, but the chants are just not stopping. The city council members are just getting overpowered. We'll go to Byte 2. This is Mitch O'Farrell, acting president, trying to get this thing underway.
We do have a quorum. We are going to start with...
Approval!
This woman cracks me up.
October 11, 2022.
Thank you. We're going to start with words from Mr. Bonin. Mr. Bonin, would you like to address the body, Mr. Bonin?
The body?
Oh, is that like Joe Biden asking for the congresswoman? He's not there, right?
So Bonin wasn't there because we find out later down the meeting that he actually tested positive for COVID. But again, in that situation, which you just heard there, Bonin, he doesn't even try to
Hold on a second. Did Bonin create a super spreader event?
Yeah, yesterday he's speaking emotionally.
I mean, he could have infected hundreds of people.
Well, time will tell. Anyways, Bonin on that in that situation, he doesn't even try to speak. So at this point, they call a recess. They say, we're going to take a 5-minute recess. During that recess, the chants actually start growing. They just start getting louder and louder. I'm thinking to myself, there's no way they're going to be able to bring this thing back. They try to. The chants continue. They push the recess again. And the second time Bonin does come, you know, he starts speaking remotely. In fact, I didn't even know, guys, that he did test positive for COVID. You couldn't even hear what he was saying over the chants. I think people were able to pick it up, you know, who were watching the stream. But as far as if you were in city council, you just couldn't even hear a thing because it was so loud. O'Farrell tries to plead with the crowd. They just continue. We'll go to bite three. This is another official. Grabs the mic, tries to plead with the crowd again, and they're just not stopping.
So, audience, we'd like to take public comment so that we can hear what you have to say.
Yeah, sure you do.
But you have to let the speakers up. So we'd like to start public comment.
That's O'Farrell?
No, that's another official. I was trying to figure out who it was. It was so hard to even see what was going on there, too, because everybody's standing up. They're holding signs. That was somebody else. But O'Farrell did try one last time to calm him down. After that, that was it. He brought this thing to an end. He announced that the meeting's, you know, been pushed till Friday. So O'Farrell holds a presser right after this. We run, you know, to the little press conference room. And he told us he understands the anger, the frustration of the crowd. He then got into the mechanics behind why today's meeting was called off. It wasn't just, you know, protesters just being there. It was more of the formatics of it, if we could go to bite four.
I was prepared to sit there all day if that's what it took. But right around a little after 11 o'clock, we lost quorum. Dawson had to leave, and then we lost quorum. We went from 10 to 9, so that requires that we adjourn the meeting.
Now, I want to jump ahead on this thing just a second, because we're going to go to after the press conference, because they called questions to an end. And there was a very obvious question I felt like we all had to ask. So let's go to bite five, moving ahead here, and we'll move back. But let's go to bite five, because after hearing that, you know, I think this was the most obvious thing that went through all of our heads.
I mean, I guess the obvious question would be, is it disappointing that he left this meeting? I mean, this is a pretty important meeting.
I'm disappointed that we couldn't actually have the meeting, and it is what it is. I was prepared to sit there all day into the evening if we needed to, because I am here as the acting council president to conduct business for the city of Los Angeles.
Right, and as council president, I mean, is it disappointing that a member would leave on a day that people would probably argue is the most important day to show up and sit through the entirety of the meeting?
Well, yesterday was the most important day. Today's the second most important day, and
I would love
for him to have stayed.
That was Marquise Howard Stawson.
Why did this guy leave?
We tried to figure that out through O'Farrell. He said we have to reach out to Harris Dawson's office, so I'm working on that. But, you know, back to the presser, O'Farrell expresses frustration that the three won't step down. He explained that he did advise De Leon and Cedillo to not show up today. Of course, we saw them show up yesterday. They were met with insane boos, so they both ended up leaving. Then we got into a Q&A, and I asked a question, another question I think a lot of us are asking, if we can go to bite five.
If they don't leave, what's city council going to look like if all three of them stay on their seats?
It's going to be extremely, if not impossible, for us to conduct our business. And I believe that they will resign. I have no verification of that standing here right now, but the emotions are only going to flare more and more and more. This is not going to calm down. You know, it's at a boiling point, and it's boiling over. And the only thing that will give us the environment we need to do this work is if we turn down the heat. And the only way to turn down that heat is by 3 resignations. And then we have real, real work to do.
Guys, protesters today, they told me they'll be back Friday, especially if these 3 are still here. There has been some speculation that these 3 might be trying to wait this thing out. And, you know, you just watch the compounding calls for them to leave. And it's like, if you guys are trying to run away from this, I mean, it's kind of like running on a treadmill at this point.
All right, Blake, thank you very much.
You got it.
Hi, Blake Trolley, KFI News, covering more chaos today.
This is what the rest of the city should do. And get you know, so they get rid of all their pro-homeless laws and anti-police laws. Maybe everybody should go in and scream at the city council until they shut down the meeting and just keep doing it until they start clearing the homeless off the street and the police start arresting the criminals again.
You need to start a new mob.
Yeah, it's a problem because everyone else works. This crowd clearly does not work. So
yeah,
they always
I hate to tell you this crowd is pretty far from wanting to clear out the homeless. A lot of these are the activists.
Right. But the thing is, we could play that game too. We could go in there and scream and yell. You know, I could bring a drum in and bang the drum.
Bullhorn.
Get the bullhorn, and apparently the city is hamstrung here. They're stuck because they have to have their meetings in public, and they can't do that. And these people don't want to quit, and they can't be removed.
Yeah, the rule that we cite all the time on the show, wait 3 days, so we're there now. Mm-hmm. Is that what they're doing? They want to wait 3 days and see if this shakes out any differently? Why are they not quitting? It's strange.
I told you, it's good money. What are they going to do for a living?
I see. So don't quit, then in a month or 2 months, nobody will be talking about this anymore, and they might be able to show up.
They're going
to
keep getting a paycheck. Every day they're not quitting, it's another day they get paid.
Yeah, are there rules, though, concerning their attendance and that kind of thing? Is there something
I don't know.
They have to get paid? They have to actually
You know,
there,
I actually read some of the city charter.
are bored.
There was a link to it in the LA Times. It was a question and answer about what can the city do to get rid of these guys? Like, under what conditions?
Yeah, it's apparently only recall is about all you got.
Yeah, you got the recall. But the city council itself cannot suspend or remove.
They cannot. Unless, this is not a criminal case.
The only exception was if there was somebody who had an extreme physical, you know, like an illness,
disability,
right?
Or something.
Yeah, that it turned them incompetent in some way.
They moved to censure them. Whoa!
Oh, that is such BS.
And then they're trying to remove them from their committee.
No, they'd have
chairmen's. Mm-hmm. Like I think the housing one is Cedillo.
But they still get paid. See, they'd have to be physically incapacitated and unable to remove themselves on their own. Because let's say a guy had a stroke, right? And he can't say, I'm quitting. He can't communicate. He's a vegetable. So I guess they can remove him in that case. But short of that, and short of being charged with a felony like Mark Ridley Thomas was, I was surprised that there was no provision for this kind of an emergency.
Well, because what they did was speech, and that makes it difficult. Because somebody says something you don't like.
Right. They've got an opinion that people disagree with.
All right, we'll talk more. We're going to take a break. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
We have breaking news.
Yes, we do. L.A. City Councilman Nuri Martinez has resigned from the council. This just broke right now. So Martinez is gone. No word yet on Kevin De Leon or Gil Cedillo, but L.A. City Councilman Nuri Martinez has resigned from the L.A. City Council.
You know, I am a little disappointed. I was hoping for a long standoff. Daily rioting at City Hall.
Well, I think they're still going to go if the other two haven't resigned by Friday.
De Leon, he's my man. He's going to hold out. He's not going to cower to the mob, to the crowd.
Yeah, he's the one with the future. Gil Cedillo is 68. He's already lost the election for city council, so he's done it a couple of months. He may hang on just to collect his money.
Yeah.
But De Leon ran for mayor and really believes he has a future. I mean, he was
wasn't he
the state senate president for a while?
Yes, yeah. For some reason, other politicians are really enamored with him. Oh. They treat him like he is some kind of big star. I don't understand.
Kevin, come on, recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, yes. How about, yes, let's have Kevin De Leon. Now, you can see, if you've never heard this, you can see what kind of genius De Leon is.
Played this 100 times.
Because a lot of people are getting their first impression of him, really, in this case, right? This story has reached a lot of people who ordinarily wouldn't know who De Leon is.
Madam President, today is Tuesday and time for the flag salute.
Mr. De Leon, can you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance this morning?
Thank you very much, Madam President. It'd be an honor. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Undivisible. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Move. Well, I imagine now the other two will follow suit and quit.
People will vote for any dud.
Oh, we have a statement now from Nuri Martinez.
Ah, what's that?
It is with a broken heart that I resign my seat for Council District 6, the community I grew up in, and my home.
That's it?
That's it.
A broken heart. Broken wallet.
Yeah.
More serious. Yeah, well, I'd love to hear a whole Nuri Martinez album of all the things that she said in private about people. I bet you could play, just weeks and weeks of tapes, Nuri Martinez behind closed doors, trashing everybody in sight.
Well, they got one down, two to go. Well, they'll still be there Friday if these other two haven't quit by then. And they'll come anyway because this is exciting for them, this crowd that's showing up.
Well, that's right. There's meaning to their life. They think they're part of, a great cause, a higher purpose.
Oh, yeah, and that dopey Mitch O'Farrell saying, oh, we'll just stay all day if we have to. He couldn't because one of the councilmen left, but they would stay, too. They'll stay all day into the night, too.
They need 10.
They'll outlast you.
They need 10 people for a quorum, and they went down to 9. Who else didn't show up? Because I know, because Bonin didn't, and the three three people
yeah,
on the
three
team,
under,
that's four.
Right, under fire.
And then the black congressman.
Marquise Harris-Dawson left.
All right, he left. That's five. There must have been a sixth person who didn't bother to show up for work.
You said they need 9?
They need 10.
They need 10.
Yeah, because he said we went from 10 to 9. So I have 5 absentees. I don't know who the sixth one was.
No. I don't know. Does Bonin count because he's on Zoom?
I don't know if he counts. I mean, they did their meetings on Zoom during COVID. So I don't know.
Now, meanwhile, the attorney general just wants to stick his beak into this. Just announced an investigation into LA's redistricting process that took place last fall. Since this, don't forget, these recordings are a year ago. And that's what they were talking about. So they've already finished with the city council district boundaries. But a year ago, these three, along with this labor leader, Ron Herrera, were talking about their problems with it. So I don't know if he didn't really provide a lot of specifics, but he came to downtown LA for a news conference today to announce, we'll bring the truth to light.
He really got on a plane for this, huh?
He did, yes, because he's running for re-election.
Right.
I don't know that it's a close race. None of these statewide Democrats seem to have close
races.
He's
going to run for governor one day, so this is he's got to start becoming familiar. He's got to raise his profile.
Yeah, well, we're asking you to vote for Nathan Hochman anyway.
Yeah.
That's on our voter guide.
Yeah, that would be a far better situation.
It would be.
Billion
times
better.
It's unlikely because, Bont is one of these entrenched Democrats that never seems to go away. All right, we got more coming up. We'll be talking again about all this with Daniel Gus and the Gus Report after 3 o'clock. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Yeah, day after tomorrow, we're back with the Moist Line. You want to be a part of it? I guess there's a little bit to talk about this week. Drop a message using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or just call that toll-free number, that old Moist Line, 1-877-MOIST-86. 1-877-664-7886. Again, the breaking news. Nury Martinez did quit the LA City Council.
That's right.
This time, yes, because some of the media is reporting she quit when she only quit as president of the council. A big distinction. We caught that yesterday. Even the president's spokeshole got it wrong.
She gave up her seat. Now, there's two ways to replace these Nimrods. Is you either have a special election, or you the rest of the city council can appoint a replacement. Generally, though, since there's 2 years left on Nury Martinez and Kevin DeLeon's term, that means they will have a special election in the near future.
All right, and another question.
Maybe
that
we'll get more woke people on the council. I don't think the woke people are represented enough.
What?
No, I think the woke people are discriminated against in political
there's
bodies.
At least two more woke people coming on, Democrats, socialists.
Oh, I think they should be a supermajority because their policies work so well. Look around, aren't they? Isn't woke politics great?
It's a wonderful place.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Very clean, pretty city.
Well, look how. It's not like you have people dying in the streets, living in the streets by the tens of thousands, right?
Now, Biden's arriving later on. What I thought might be funny, and, you know, I wouldn't put it beneath them. You know how they're often greeted by local officials? You would think that Newsom would go there to haunt him about, are you going to run? Please don't run. You're not going to run, are you? Don't run. I'm ready. I'm ready. And then Garcetti goes there. Please point me to India. Please, please get down on one knee. Don't you think that would happen?
That wouldn't be the first time.
They would both have something to plead.
I don't think the Secret Service is going to let Newsom near Biden.
Why? Because he might try to, yeah.
Newsom might trip him. And that would
Here, Joe, here's a bicycle.
That would be all it takes to take him out.
Go for a ride.
Yeah, there you go. Joe,
do you know where you are?
Newsom might give him the umbrella.
Yeah. You know, he's going to a place called Brentwood on the west side for a fundraiser. You know anything about that?
Tell me. I wonder what weasels, what left-wing, progressive, woke, democratic weasel couples are hosting Joe Biden. It's $10,000 a couple. And the host couples, if you want to be listed on the letterhead, on the invitation as a host couple, you have to throw in $50,000. Can you imagine throwing in $50,000 for the good of Joe Biden and the Democrats?
But you look like a mover and a shaker, right? You're something. You're on the A-list.
You're on the A-list, all right.
No.
You are one big A.
No. And then Joe's headed up to Oregon to see if he can help a Democrat running there for governor who's in trouble in the polls.
They have not elected a Republican in Oregon since 1982. And the current one has a crack at it because it's a three-way race.
It's a three-way race with a woman that used to be a Democrat but now is running as an independent, so it's making it really, really close.
Yeah.
And, that's one worth watching.
That's what we need more of.
All right, well, last night was the last L.A. mayor's debate between Rick Caruso and Karen Bass. I would say, you know, I see all these clips on the cut sheet here, but really, to hear them react to the big scandal story, do you really want to hear that? Does anybody? They're outraged, they're appalled, and we need healing. Did I just summarize it well? And I will be a healer.
It shows
that we need to.
I'm looking around on my body for an open wound because I don't know what's supposed to be healed.
You haven't been cut?
I don't have a sore.
You are a City of LA voter, so are more hurt than I am.
I should be.
Deborah wounded. Mark, too. She's an LA City person.
Yes, I am.
Do you have any wounds on you?
I do, as a matter of fact.
You do? You need some healing?
I do.
You cutting yourself again?
Do you have some Neosporin or something?
Yeah. It's like, what am I supposed to heal? My psyche? I guess I have a wounded psyche.
But I think, and it's one of the only moments it's getting any attention, is right here in cut nine. We got to just start with this. So, Eric, play cut nine.
The next mayor of Los Angeles will be either an African-American woman or a white man.
I'm Italian.
Italian-American.
Thank you. That's Latin. Thank you.
Latin.
Oh, well, they're laughing. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but
do you think he was playing around there, or was he trying to position himself differently than as a white man?
Well, you know something? Some years ago, I would have thought he was just joking around, that there was nothing to it. And then a few years ago, my wife told me how when she was a kid, she's Italian, she was not considered white. I said, what are you talking about? She goes, oh, no, I got a lot of crap at school. So did Italian families. We weren't considered white. We weren't quite considered black, but we were closer to black than white. I go, really? Because that just didn't happen in my town. She goes, no, really. And so I started looking this stuff up, and there's an Italian American museum in downtown Los Angeles, which is really good, which we went to some weeks ago, and they had a whole exhibit on this. They brought the Italians in because they, you know, there was this huge migration from Europe to the United States, and a lot of workers were needed, and also a lot of workers were needed down south to replace the slaves. So when they came to this country, the Italians were looked at as the next thing over from black people. And so they were discriminated against and abused and in some cases lynched. I'd never heard this. And I'm looking and yeah, there's photographs in the museum of all these lynched Italians. And so I started looking it up online and they had like really funky census forms back then or immigration forms. And Italian was a separate box from white. And I remember as a kid, and I didn't understand this, but I came from an all-Polish family. Everybody in my family was either directly from Poland or they were born to Polish immigrants. And when I was 6 years old, one of the cousins, Polish cousins, was marrying an Italian. I was six, and the whole family was in an uproar, my extended family. Everybody's crazy about this. There was near boycotts, and there was just, a lot of stress and tension. I remember going to the wedding. Things eventually calmed down, and they went on to a happy life. And by the time I married my wife, that had all died down. But I remember in eighth grade, there was an Italian girl around the block from me, and I had a crush on her. And she used to come over. She liked me a little bit, and she used to come over and wanted me to do her homework.
Why she liked you.
Well, of course, because she was the first one to use me.
Get the geeky guy to do my homework.
Well, yeah, but she gave me a kiss. That's where I had my first kiss. And then she started calling me up. And this freaked out my mother. In fact, I saw my brother a few weeks ago, and he remembered this. Her name was Gina. And she'd call up. My mother would freak out. And, you know, she was afraid that we were already plotting to have children together. And we were going to get married. And my mother was all upset because she was Italian. Now, by the time I got married, I was like 30 years old, and I guess they were just so grateful I was marrying anybody.
That yeah, they didn't object, right?
They didn't object and all that. And there was never any trouble. They had just gotten older and wiser. So I looked this up, too. In Europe, I'm talking European standards, that whole Mediterranean range from Spain all the way to Greece, those people consider themselves Latin.
Yeah, I'm seeing an expert say this. Latin is something in Southern Europe. You'll hear people refer to themselves as Latin, and that includes people who are Spanish, Portuguese, French, and Italian.
Yeah, and Caruso is very tied into his heritage, and he spends a fair amount of time in Italy when he goes on vacation. So I just think it was a joke based on his knowledge of how Italians think of themselves and how they were treated.
Anybody who's looking at this race is not going to perceive him as anything but a white guy.
No, it's the woke a-holes.
But
got
it
upset.
Also comes to what we were talking about yesterday when they were picking on the Oaxacans, right?
Yeah.
In any country, in any part of the world, particularly in the more ignorant past, people who were darker shades were always considered inferior. And that's especially in Italy, the southern Italians were often darker. Sicilians. And they were discriminated against. It's just the way people are is just to... And I don't know what that is. In Mexico, they do the same thing. People of darker shades are discriminated against. They're considered inferior.
There has got to be something almost like biologically wired in people to react to color and to shades of color. Because it's all over the world.
I think it's true. It's been in every culture.
Yeah. I mean, they did a test once, and I don't know, a study, and I don't know if this turned out to be legitimate or not, but they had like little tiny babies crawl towards pictures, and they seemed to be more enamored of blonde hair over anything else. And so they started wondering if there's something innate in people that eventually leads to dividing each other by shades of color. Because outside of that, none of this really makes any sense.
I have never tried to figure it out. I just know it's the way it's been.
And it must be something that the like human nature has eternally fought against itself, you know, for thousands and thousands of years.
Right. All right. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, of course, the breaking news, one down, three to go. Nuri Martinez has resigned from the Los Angeles City Council. Again, sort of misinformed people. She resigned the other day from her position as president, but now she's resigned from the whole council. That news broke this hour. Daniel Gus and the Gus Report will be our guest after 3 o'clock to talk about that and the continued chaos in the L.A. City Council chambers as the protesters show up, saying they will not go away. I would assume this is still true until all three have resigned. We have not heard as of this moment from Cedillo De Leon. And as John and I said, De Leon's the one we're watching because he believes he still has a bright, long future in politics. She was definitely the worst of the three, you got to say, at least from what we heard from these recordings.
Yeah, so, I mean, Cedillo...
They were more like the little nodding heads and laughing and maybe a comment or two.
Yeah, well, De Leon threw in the Louis Vuitton bag.
He did. Reference. That Bonin's child is like a fashion accessory.
But she went for the Chaguito quote.
Yeah, she went with the slur.
And also the beatdown. Want to take him around the corner.
Oh, the beatdown,
give
him
a beatdown.
Right. Right, and I think she also threw out those comments like, he's with the blacks, and he's the B-word, and he's the, So, all right, so we'll get more on that. For those of you who wondered, because a couple of geeks did email the show, the Brown Act doesn't apply because they were not a quorum. The Brown Act covers even private meetings of public officials, but you have to have a quorum. You have to have enough to make a... whatever the majority is considered. And it was just the three of them, so... The conversation wasn't covered by the laws of the Brown Act. Boy, the county health department sent out quite an email this afternoon. Usually, these come to the John and Ken show, and they're usually just about the latest COVID numbers. Public health details response plan to recent Ebola outbreak in Uganda. Whenever I see the word Ebola, I just kind of shiver. You don't want that virus. I'll take COVID a million times over Ebola. I guess there's been another outbreak in Uganda.
Because you bleed out through all of your orifices. Blood comes gushing out of all the openings, even your eyeballs.
What comes out of your eyeballs?
Blood.
Oh, blood?
Yes. Oh. Any opening to the outside world.
And it doesn't require a cut? It just pours out of you?
Because you're hemorrhaging from the inside.
Oh.
So the blood starts spurting out of any...
Please, we're getting near Halloween. Be more graphic. The Ebola movie, directed by John Cobalt.
Did they ever do an Ebola horror movie?
I think that's too sensitive to turn it into a horror movie, don't you think?
You're asking the wrong guy here.
Yeah, really. He lives for chaos and agony.
You should know better than start a question with, don't you think it's too sensitive? What do you think my answer is going to be?
Really, nothing's too sensitive.
Have you learned nothing at all?
The Ugandan Ministry of Health confirmed an outbreak of Ebola virus disease in a district in western Uganda. Out of an abundance of caution, the federal government announced that it will reroute all air travelers who have been to Uganda during the past 21 days, the incubation period for the virus, through 5 airports. So basically... If you've been to Uganda, even though you're not there now, let's say you were there a week or two ago, and you're somewhere in Europe and you're trying to come home, they're going to land you either at JFK, Newark, Dulles, O'Hare, or Hartsfield Airport, and then they're going to isolate you.
You're going into quarantine.
A temperature and symptom check conducted by the CDC, yes. They want you to know, though, the risk of Ebola virus disease in L.A. County is low, as no travelers coming from Uganda within the past 21 days will be coming directly through LAX. See, I didn't mention that airport on that list. And any such travelers will first be screened and cleared to continue to travel at the 5 U.S. airports.
There's quite a few travelers that go to Uganda because that is a great place to go on a safari.
Oh, is that what people would go for? Is that the tourism?
Yeah.
I don't know. The only African country I've been to is Morocco. I've not been to any of the... You went on a safari thing,
Kenya,
didn't you, somewhere?
Kenya and Tanzania. Uganda is nearby. And I forget, different countries have different animals that you can see.
Wow. Uganda's Idi Amin, remember him?
Yes. He was a cannibal.
Dada Amin, what was his name? He was a cannibal.
He was a cannibal.
Did we have proof of that, or was that just something he bragged about?
I don't remember. I just remember as a kid... comedians used to tell a lot of Idi Amin jokes.
Yes, I know.
Okay, connected to capitalism, and I don't remember all the details.
One of the good old dictator evil people.
Yeah, wasn't a good guy.
Yeah.
I can't vouch for what he had for dinner, buddy.
Yeah, and the problem with Ebola is that, when someone gets it, you know, people try to treat them and help them, and that's how it spreads. Any kind of bodily fluid, saliva, blood, vomit, urine, feces, and sweat.
No, best thing to right do into your body. Is go on Zoom.
So it's like you want to be careful right now getting on those metro trains like that blue line. Where we heard the spokesperson say last week, we have a lot of bodily fluid cleaning to do when that train gets into the Long Beach station.
If there's any chance of catching Ebola in Los Angeles, it'll be on a metro train. That's
the virus gets into your body through broken skin or mucous membranes.
Yeah.
Described as spongy-like skin you find in your nose, eyes, or mouth.
There's a lot of spongy materials flying around on a metro train. So
they
want to stay out of there.
Absolutely. So the county just wants you to know that it's not considered a serious threat. All right, we'll be back on the L.A. City Council. The breaking news is that Nuria Martinez has resigned her complete council seat. That just happened in the last hour. Daniel Gus from the Gus Report will join us to talk about that and more chaos today at the City Council meeting. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.